Some of us really think being a mom is necessary. And I've noticed that with just like teaching that a lot of parents use their kids as like miniature versions of themselves. And I see it every day in the classroom, and children think like the ways that they're behaving are okay. And it becomes a spillover into their classmates, feeling pressure to be able to walk in those same behaviors, to feel cool or to feel accepted. And I think it really has done a lot in the schools, and it affects other homes when kids are coming home with the same behaviors. And it's just not family friendly, especially when you're raising up your child to be a certain way and they're impacted by their environment to want to be more accepted by them. So they just do away with the way you've raised them to be more like the ways of the world. And recently, my daughter gave her life to Christ. It was such a beautiful moment. She really wanted to do it on her own. And I thought, like, what an amazing moment, because not only am I like walking with God, but I'm also being a leader to my own children. And they are watching me every day make decisions. And I think it's really beautiful to see that she made the decision on her own. And she was like, Mom, I want to go up there. And I'm just like, okay, go ahead. She was like, can you come with me? And just even knowing that she needs help with that walk as well. So as a parent, it's not just our responsibility to treat our kids like they're miniature versions of us, but we are truly supposed to be leading them in a way so that they can walk into this world confident in who they are and what they are full of as well. Welcome back to Growth Purposes Only with me, your host, Princess Serafina. Join me Thursdays as we dive into personal experiences that contribute to our spiritual growth. You can find us on all streaming platforms and our YouTube channel for Growth Purposes Only, no spaces. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and leave comments below. Being a parent has been such a fulfilling part of life. I thank God every day for my three daughters. They've really shaped me and molded me in different ways. I get to see parts of me inside of them. And it's funny because I'm self-aware. So I'm like looking at them and I'm like, oh, that's something I need to fix within myself because of the way that it has been received from my child. And I think it's beautiful to be self-aware because you're able to correct yourself and realign yourself. And when you're walking with God, not only are you being convicted by the Holy Spirit, you know better too. And then that way you're able to be realigned back with God's word and how you shall walk into this world, how you should be representing the kingdom of God. There's this story, the book of Ruth. It's a very short book, and Ruth was really attached to Naomi, and she had lost her husband. She had lost her two sons, and she just had her two daughter-in-laws at that moment. And Orpah, if I'm pronouncing her name right, you know, she went back to her family, but Ruth wanted to stay by Naomi's side. She even said, I want your people to be my people. I want to go where you go. I want your God to be my God. And I want to be buried where you're buried. And I just thought, like, wow, that love of a mother and daughter is so strong. It's so tight. And to the point where, like, she wanted to be guided by her. And it just reminds me of the relationship that we have with our children, how they look up to us, how they do and copy and replicate everything we do. And it's important that when we are making choices, we're aware of, like, the decisions that we're making. And because they don't only impact us, they impact our children. And this is, we should be breaking generational curses. We shouldn't be doing what our parents did, and now we're leading our children to do the same thing. So as you're walking with God, like, just, you know, asking God to order and direct your steps so that you may lead and direct your children as well. But I was just, like, super proud of her. It was such a moment for us as a family. And I have two other daughters, and their ways are a little bit different. And I'm trying not to overpressure them with my words to go about living correctly. But I'm now asking God to be able to show me how to lead them correctly, because they're all different type of learners. We had a talk the other day and I asked each one of them, like, you know, how do you learn? And my oldest was like, well, I learn by someone telling me. So it's like, okay. And then my youngest daughter, she was like showing. So she's a visual learner. And then that was the middle daughter. And my youngest daughter, she was like, she learns by doing. So she learns by actually putting things in action and then seeing how they work out, which sometimes hasn't worked in her favor a lot, because the decisions always, depending on what they are, come with consequences, and she can't quite understand like the lesson and the consequence at the same time. So, but just by learning like how each of my daughters learn has helped me also be able to teach them how to be a child of God. So my oldest daughter, because she learns by words, we can have conversations and I can talk to her and I can show her, you know, how things work, how God comes in as blessings, how obedience is rewarded. So it's just verbally expressing. And then I can also show her the proof. So it kind of seals the deal with her. I've saw her, just be more gentle, be more patient, and she's a little selfish. She's the oldest, so she tends to be more selfish, like that selfish ambition I talked about last pod. And I told her, like, we get gifts that are meant to be shared. Like, no gift is meant to be kept to yourself. You're supposed to share that with someone else. So no matter how smart you are, no matter, you know, how talented you are, if you're not sharing that with anybody, it's really useless. It's like self-absorbed. So I had to teach her that. So I've just been watching her like take what I say and like apply it. We were out grocery shopping and she like was going over and beyond to accommodate the cashier to make sure they were set up. And I just thought that was really nice of her. And it just like put a smile on my face to know like God's working through me to lead her properly. And just also being able to understand her as well. She told me she learns verbally. So being able to give her the correct messages in the areas that she needs. She also has recently just gotten to therapy, which is also beautiful because now, you know, she could come out of her shell more. We had a talk today and she was like, Mom, is there something wrong that I don't like when my friends send me messages of them and another friend and it's like they're laughing and stuff. She was like, I don't know why I get jealous of situations like that. And I was just like, do you feel like they should only be your friend, or do you feel like those moments should only be between you and them? And she didn't quite have an answer, which was okay. But I just wanted to open up that floor for her to be able to realize, like, you know, what could the reason for this selfish, like, endeavor for her, like, with her friends, this possessive way, what is it? Like, what's the root of it? And she's also been talking to her therapist a lot, which I'm super happy for, because she was not in favor of therapy at all. And I've been trying to get her to do it for about a year now. So we found a therapist that works and she's excited. She's like, Mom, what time is therapy? Can you send me my link? Like, she's always like prepared. Even her therapist was like, she's very independent. I was like, yeah, she learns through words. So she's able, you tell her to do one thing and she's able to follow. But I've also been seeing her try to apply the strategies her therapist has been telling her. Her sister and her middle sister, the one right underneath her, they have like a tough relationship. So when Aubrey seems to be a little verbally abusive, I should say, like, she's self-consumed. So, and Araya is not. She's a selfish, but she's not self-consumed, like obsessed with herself. So she can like hit her and hurt her feelings a lot because she's a verbal learner and Aubrey's using her words, and it attacks her self-esteem. And she begins to like have this resentment towards her sister, and her sister is only acting off of Araya's selfish ambition. So they're going against each other's, like, their demons are like going against each other and they can't find resolve. And it's just like tearing our family apart. And it's really, I really want our family to be on one accord. I really want us to be able to do this walk together. So like having God like use me and speak through me to be able to help my children, assist my children on their own separate journey, so that once they're out of my care, they can go into the world with like their new skills and knowing that God's with them. So she was like, Mom, I'm trying what my therapist said with Aubrey, but she's still being me. And I had to remind her, like, you know, it takes time. Things don't just happen overnight. You really have to give way to things. You have to allow them to unfold. We don't become children of God and in one day. Like, it really takes a walk and to believe in it, believe in him, and to be able to be obedient. So I just reminded her, like, you know, this is going to take some time, but you have to be consistent with it. And then, so that's Araya, my oldest daughter. And so she's in therapy. She's, you know, I'm teaching her verbally to become more patient, to become more selfless and care about those around. And it seems as though she's like intaking it very, very well. Outside of that, she's super independent. She's a straight A student. So I'm excited to see where this journey goes in her life. For Aubrey, she's the middle one. She's a little conceited, not even a little. She's a lot. She's like super into herself. There was a time where I thought she might have been racist. Like, it was so bad. My older two daughters are biracial. So Aubrey used to not want black Barbies or black dolls. And if she saw people that were too dark or darker in skin tone, I don't want to say too dark, but darker in skin tone, she would like make faces or say ew. And it really took a toll on me, because I'm like, Aubrey, I'm African. Like, I'm black. Like, how can you have this such feeling? And it was like, I had to realize, like, she has been shown so much love just based on her appearance. And she realizes she doesn't look like those people. So visually, she feels as though she's beautiful and people always compliment her. So that people that look different than her aren't as beautiful, or they shouldn't be given the same compliments. So knowing that she's a visual learner, I had to really show her different ways of being beautiful. She's super attached to her hair. We've had to cut her hair off twice now because she doesn't know how to maintain it. And so she's like super, she doesn't like short hair. She thinks like her beauty comes from her hair. And I'm just like, Brie, but you're beautiful in all stages. Like, you are beautiful no matter if your hair is short or long. And just showing her pictures of women with short and long hair. And it really just, because the people or the environment that she's in have kind of praised her to believe that those are the things that make her beautiful. So she like looks down at other people when they are different from her. So she has definitely been one of my toughest battles. She's such a sweetheart. But I want her to be like less consumed with herself so that she knows that beauty is truly within. I tell her all the time, like, you're so mean. You should want to spread love. Like, you, beauty is not just what you look like. It's also how you treat other people. And her favorite line is, well, they've been mean to me. So, and I'm like, but Aubrey, just because someone's mean to you doesn't mean you have to be mean to them. And you should treat people how you want to be treated. And she can't understand that because she's not a verbal learner. She's a visual learner. So I've like brought up examples, you know, speaking my truth to them, like knowing that their father has been domestically abusive towards me. And I'm like, Aubrey, I've been abused by your father, and I show him respect and kindness every time I see him. I'm like, it's not about how you feel. It's about the way people should be treated. I tell her all the time, like, you never know how someone else may perceive your kindness. If you continue to fight the fight with fire, it's just going to become a bigger fire, and you're never going to see the good in people that way. And you're going to cast out every person that hurts your feelings, and you're going to be left with nobody because everyone's going to hurt you in some way. And you have to be able to deal with that in a more positive way and, you know, call on God. So she's been praying. She's a prayer. But I went through her phone and she was recording herself praying, and it was like, thank you for the clothes you give us. Thank you for, like, it was just appearance-based things. And I was just like, okay, I can't knock her for praying, but, like, the things she's praying for, we got to work on. So now I pray in front of them. And because I used to just be like, make sure you pray on your way to school or when you wake up in the morning. But she needs visuals. Like, she needs examples. So I've begun to pray in front and lead prayer in the morning when she wakes up and at night and over meals. So now she's learning the proper way to pray. Also with treating people, like I said, her seeing visuals of like how you treat people who treat you wrong. I haven't seen quite a lot improvement, but she has been making some. Her and my youngest daughter, Aaliyah, don't bond super well. So I have been showing both of them how to treat each other and how to be aware of each other. Because a lot of children aren't aware of the people around them. They're just aware of their feelings and they know things hurt. But I'm like, you have to know people to truly know how to deal with them. If you're coming to school and someone's always talking about you, then you have to know that that's going to be consistent with them. And you can't change that. Only thing you can change is how you deal with them. So same thing for her. I'm like, you know, if someone's constantly doing something, you need to change how you deal with them instead of giving them enough power over you to be able to react negatively towards them. If it's walking away, if it's like, you know, I'm not going to hang out with you because you continue to hurt my feelings or you continue to say mean things. And then you and do it with love because you may be the only love that that person gets in that day. So just like being an example to my children in that way has also helped me like recognize where ways I can become better, especially with my relationship with my dad that they get to see on a daily, how he may do things against my will or do things against what I accept, and just being able to like correct him in love and show them like the correct way. So it's been super beneficial for her in ways to become more positive and ways to become more loving and not so much self-consumed. Like, she's beautiful, yes, but like beauty starts within first, and I hope that she's truly learning that. And then we have my youngest daughter, Aaliyah, the one who gave her life to God. She is so selfless. She's the most sharing, caring individual I've ever met as a child. Like, you can ask her for anything and she'll give it to you. But she also has like her boundaries. Like, she knows like when she's being abused. And I love that for her because she won't do more than what she feel is okay for her, you know. And she's such a forgiver. Like, you, the kid, my dad plays favoritism with the girls, and he'll say like, Arby's my favorite, and all because Arby is always doing stuff for him, and it singles her out and it hurts her feelings. But she's the first person that be like, hey papa, like, how are you? Or, you know, she's always willing to talk to him, call him, and, you know, want to chill with him. So I just love how her heart just, like, lets things go. And she's able to restart and refresh. So it makes sense as to why she was able to, like, give her life to Christ first. So it's, like, beautiful to see, like, how he's working through her as well. And she's, like, so bold with it. Like, she's like, I want to listen to gospel. Her whole playlist on her phone are gospel songs that I have listened to or I've played around her. And when she's at her dad's house, you know, they have a different environment. Like, they have a different way of being. And she's able to feel confident in her spirituality that she doesn't let that become her. Like, she'll tell her dad, like, you need to stop smoking or, you know, I want to listen to gospel. I don't want to listen to that. And I just really love that for her. Like, she's not easily swayed to go another way. So, and me being an example that way too, I'm consistent with my choice of music. I'm consistent with the way I live my life. If I say I'm not going to do something, I stick with it so that they replicate those behaviors. Because they're not just miniature versions of myself that I get to dress up every day. I'm strictly building and molding and co-creating with God, like another human being to put out into this world. And as a teacher, every day I see different type of children, and you know, I have to grant them grace because they don't have the proper leadership, and I try to be that for them in the classroom as well. I play gospel music when they have like independent work time. I'm always like, you know, cultivating positivity. We have affirmations. We say energy is everything. We are what we attract. And I tell them, like, you know, if you want good things to happen to you, you need to give out good energy, you know, to be reciprocal, to reciprocate what you want. And these children are just like so consumed with worldly things. It's beyond me. But as a believer in Christ, as a follower, I make sure that I spread, or I'm a walking image of what Christ was like, so that they know that there's other ways to live their life, and treat them as if they're not mine, but they belong to the Lord. So I have to be able to let them know, like, these are things you need. I'm not here to just teach you academics, but I can also, you know, help you with the ways of this world. We were talking about a loose wire that fell on a car. And I'm like, how many people in the classroom know how to get out of a car if there's like a low hanging wire on the car? You know, a lot of them said no, and what they would do. And I'm just like, you know, learning really does start at home, but sometimes we don't get that education. So you can get it here. And, you know, we talked about the proper ways. And we even talked about if there was a fire, and I'm like, you know, I may have to sacrifice. And they were like, Miss P, you can't just leave the kids. I said, I'm not necessarily leaving the kids, but if I parented them correctly, they should know how to get out that fire. It's not my job to necessarily always save them, because then they're going to always rely on me. I have to teach them ways to be able to go out in this world and be independent of me. And we talked about being independent and being dependent on our parents for things. I'm like, if I save you from everything, you won't know how to move in this world. So just being a parent, you need leadership. There's no right or wrong way to do it, but I truly feel like if you're walking with God, everything would just fall into place with the way they treat other people, the behaviors they endeavor in, the things they aspire to be, the image, like the behaviors they replicate when they come to school. I can know what type of household they came from, and you know who gets the glory for all of that. So just being a child of God, parenting my children, and trying to also help and uplift the children, the youth in the schools, and the ones I come encounter with when I'm tutoring or when I'm coaching. You know, I give God all the glory whenever I see change, or when I see like his work in the classroom. And one of the kids was like, well, what if you don't believe in God? And you know, that was a challenging question for me, because I didn't want to become judgmental or, you know, sway someone. So I was more so like, that's a conversation you got to have with God on your own. I can't tell you what way or how to deal with that situation, because we all have to come on our appointed time. Like, God will come into our lives at the appointed time to redeem us. So just like, in the meantime, you know, make sure you're treating people with kindness and with love, and, you know, being an impact that's useful. So parenting is definitely more than just an accessory to yourself. It's a bigger picture behind it, because the next generation has to go out and be able to impact the world and be able to become presidents, doctors, and teachers themselves. And you want them to have the skill set. You want them to have what they need to be able to overcome the ways of this world. And I truly know that God is working through me and my household for sure, become more one accord with the ways of our living, the ways to live in as the Holy Spirit will live. And, you know, trusting in the process, trusting in what God has called us to do. And we talked about spiritual gifts. I'm like, everyone has a gift, and what you use your gift for, you know, determines like who gets the glory. So me just being wise, you know, I could a tarot reader easily, you know what I mean? But like, I choose to be able to be a voice and be able to share God's goodness with you all in my audience, to know that God gets all the glory for everything that I've encountered and been able to like take lessons from and learn from, so that I can help other people. And when you go into witchcraft, you're ultimately giving the devil that glory, and that's not what we're called here to do. So remember, you are not alone in this journey. It's spiritual, not personal. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Growth Purposes Only. Until next time, grow gracefully.